just a few more days to be filled with praise and to tell the old, old story. Then when twilight falls and my Savior calls, I shall go to him in glory. I'll exchange my cross for a starry crown, where the gates swing outward never. At his feet I lay every burden down, and with Jesus reign forever. Just a few more years with the toils and tears, and the journey will be ended. Then I'll be with him where the tide of time with eternity is ended. I'll exchange my cross for a starry crown, where the gates swing outward never. At his feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus reign forever. Though the hills be steep and the valleys deep, with no flowers but may adorning, though the night be lone and my rest a stone, joy awaits me in the morning. I'll exchange my cross for a starry crown, where the gates swing outward ever. At his feet I lay every burden down, and with Jesus reign forever. What a joy it will be when I wake to see him for whom my heart is burning. Never more to sigh, never more to die, for the day my heart is yearning. I'll exchange my cross for a starry crown, where the gates swing outward never. At his feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus reign forever.
Good morning, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Wendell Fikes, and we invite you to stay tuned as we study the Scriptures together. Open your Bibles and read with us a passage of Scripture recorded in the book of Acts. We'll begin reading in Acts chapter 3 with verse 1. "And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Peter looked him straight in the eyes, as it were, as did John. Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, the lame man, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers." Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Peter charged the Jews and their rulers of killing Jesus the Christ because of ignorance. Searching the Scriptures will now focus on this reality. Ignorance of God and the Bible always has and always will have fatal consequences. Without God and the instruction of the Bible, other non-biblical writings will direct humanity toward doom and destruction. If God and His Word are not known and received, the devil and his works will gain the ascendancy. The devil will gain predominance. If the evangelical volume does not reach every hamlet, the pages of a corrupt and licentious literature will, wrote Daniel Webster. Knowledge without God is virtually worthless. Isaiah, a messianic prophet in the Old Testament, lived about 700 years before Jesus the Christ. He prophesied that God's people Israel would be led into captivity because of ignorance and disobedience to God's directions. Hear his prediction. "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider." Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "They do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands." Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 12. "Therefore, my people have gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst." Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 13. "Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter." Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Ignorance of God and His Word leads to all kinds of perverse sin. Read Romans chapter 1 in your Bible. Ignorance of God and rebellion will lead nations and people into captivity. The prophet Jeremiah graphically describes Israel's spiritual condition. Jeremiah prophesied that King Nebuchadnezzar would capture Jerusalem, take the kingdom of Judah to Babylon for 70 years because of their iniquities and their refusal to obey God. Hear the prophet's warning. "But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and gone away. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have kept good from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men like a cage full of birds. Their houses are full of deceit. Therefore they have become great and rich. They've grown fat and sleek. They know no bounds in deeds of evil. They judge not with justice the cause of the fatherless to make it prosper. And they do not defend the rights of the needy." Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it so. But what will you do at the end? Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 23 through 31, from the New American Standard Bible. Note again, from the prophet Jeremiah, you have neither listened nor inclined your ears to hear, although the Lord persistently sent to you all his servants, the prophets, saying, turn now, every one of you, from his evil way and evil deeds, and dwell upon the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers from of old and forever. Do not go after other gods to serve and worship them, or provoke me to anger with the work of your hands. Then I will do you no harm. Yet you've not listened to me, declares the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, to your own harm. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants, and against all these surrounding nations. I will devote them to destruction and make them a horror, a hissing, and an everlasting desolation. Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 4 through 9 from the English Standard Version. Why did God's people go into captivity? They rejected God's warning, and they rebelled against God's instruction. Israel, God's chosen people, went into Babylonian captivity because they rejected knowledge and disobeyed God. Ignorance and rebellion will cause God to destroy nations and peoples. King Jeroboam, who lived about 750 years before the birth of Christ, led the 10 tribes of Israel to worship idols and to cease obeying God's instructions. Jeroboam caused Israel to sin by changing the object, time, place, and persons authorized to lead worship commanded by God. For he reasoned, if this people go up to offer sacrifices in the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem, they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So Jeroboam took counsel and made 2 calves of gold for the people to worship. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. God's first commandment to Israel, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 4. When God delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage, he commanded them to remember their freedom by annually eating the Passover. They were to eat the Passover in the first month. From the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and for your sons forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you as he has promised, you shall keep this service. Then the people of Israel went and did so as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. Exodus chapter 12, verses 18 through 28 from the English Standard Version. God commanded the first day of the 14th month. But Jeroboam said to the people, you've gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Behold your gods, these 2 golden calves, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And he set one of the calves in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. This thing became a sin for the people. He also made temples on high places and appointed priests from among all the people who were not of the Levites. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25 through 31. He went up to that altar that he had made in Bethel on the 15th day and the 8th month, in the month that he had devised from his own heart. And he instituted a feast for the people of Israel and went up to the altar to make offerings. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 33. How did Jeroboam cause Israel to sin? Jeroboam changed the object of worship from God to calves. Jeroboam changed the place of worship from Jerusalem to Bethel and Dan. Jeroboam changed the time of worship from the first day of the 14th month to the 15th day of the 8th month. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 23. Jeroboam changed the authorized Levite men to lead worship and appointed leaders of his own choosing from the people who were not Levites. 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 31. Jeroboam devised all these changes according to his own heart, his own desire, his own will, and for his own purpose. God will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned and made Israel to sin. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 16. Forget God and destruction will always follow. Hosea, another Old Testament prophet, declared, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you." Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Destroyed means to cause to cease, cut off, perish. Knowledge refers to perception, discernment, being able to grasp, to comprehend, to understand. Israel would be cut off. They would perish. They would be destroyed, not because of knowledge being unavailable. Knowledge was readily available, but they knowingly and intentionally rejected and refused the knowledge of God. Israel did not desire to hear about God. They did not want to know about God. They refused to listen to Hosea, the prophet of God. Therefore, God said, "You rejected me, I will reject you. I will refuse you." The psalmist declared, "The wicked shall return to Sheol, and all nations that forget God." Psalm chapter 9, and verse 17. Those who forget God, God will cut them off and punish them. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 16. Tom Waycaster wrote regarding this verse, "Ungodly nations will not go unpunished. Once a nation forgets God, it has nothing to look forward to except God's impending judgment." Historians have pointed out that few nations have lasted more than 200 years. But these same historians are at a loss as to why these nations would come to an abrupt end, as if overthrown by some unseen enemy. In view of the moral decline of the United States, he said, "Prepare to meet God." The Apostle Paul declared to the Roman Christians of the first century the danger of ignorance and of the lack of the knowledge of God. He wrote, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3 in the English Standard Version. Ignorance and rejection of the knowledge of God produces false religious organizations, denominations, and churches designed to please men themselves and not God. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. Acts chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. Ignorance and insubordination to God tranquilizes men to think these false teachers are preaching the truth and that they are doing God's will. Yet the Lord declared, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. They appear to be very sincere and innocent, but inwardly they are ravenous, ferocious, greedy wolves. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. Sadly, all false teachers and those who ignorantly and willingly follow them in all human churches will be doomed. Hear the words of Jesus. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. In the end, God will reject their self-made, self-pleasing teachings. Ignorance and the rejection of the knowledge of God produces all sorts of false teachings. How? Because these ignorant teachings are men's ideas, human beliefs, and individual opinions. The following false teachings came about because of ignorance of God's word and refusing to submit to his instruction. Let's identify a few of these predominant false, erroneous, and perverted teachings in the religious community in your towns. Number one, these false teachers teach, believe, and practice, and ask others to do the same, that salvation is by faith only. Number two, water baptism is not necessary for salvation. That's a perversion of God's word. Number three, pray the sinner's prayer for salvation and you'll be saved. Nothing like that is in the Bible. Number four, babies are born in sin. We're sinful from birth. That's a perversion of God's word. Number five, mechanical instruments of music are acceptable in worship to God. That adds to God's will. Number six, once saved, always saved. One cannot fall from grace. That's just not so. Number seven, eat the Lord's Supper once a month, quarterly, or maybe on Easter. Nothing like that is in the Bible. These well-known doctrines will be taught and believed as truth many times this very day. Christ the Lord declared, In vain they worship me. Their worship of me is an empty show, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. Ignorance of God and the Bible has fatal consequences. When nations and churches cease reading the Bible, they will be destroyed and cut off from God's love and God's protection. Nations and churches will be conquered and made slaves and serve evil people when they cease reading and heeding the scriptures. There are people in America who do not want to have God in their knowledge, nor do they want you and others to read the sacred word of our Creator. For example, on March the 30th, 2020, during a White House update and briefing, one manufacturer the president invited was Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. He spoke briefly as to how he and his company could supply some of the materials needed to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. At the end of his remarks, Mr. Lindell encouraged the people of the world to read the Bible. Later, some of the anti-God media pundits mocked the idea of reading the Bible. At a time in the world when humanity needs comfort and confidence, the words of the Bible are a ready source to soothe our mental anguish. Wise men know the value of having a knowledge of God and reading the Scriptures. Observe these quotes. No book contains more truths or is more worthy of confidence than the Bible. David Brewer, U.S. Supreme Court Justice. A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. Theodore Roosevelt. Education is worthless without the Bible. Noah Webster. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Jesus, the Son of God. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Again, Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8 and verse 32. And finally, the Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture." 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13. Anyone can know there's a God. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. But one can only know God's will, His teaching, by reading His revealed words in the Bible. If you have questions, call this number, 907-841-9261. I'm Wendell Fikes. Thank you for listening. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day.
We hope you have been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and evening worship at 5 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented, would like additional study material, a home Bible study, or a DVD copy of today's lesson, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com. There, you'll be able to download this radio program and other sermons free of charge and listen on demand. That's churchofchristwasilla.com. You can also contact us by calling 373-5773. Thank you for listening and searching the scriptures with us this morning.